From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. This week, Palm Beach County experienced some issues with vote counting as the machine recount deadline approaches today at 3 o'clock. WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez spoke with Palm Beach Post reporter George Bennett about what went wrong and what it means for the county.
What's going on in Palm Beach County with these voting machines?
Palm Beach County, apparently unlike any other county in the state, has aging tabulating equipment that does not allow it to conduct more than one recount at a time. So the election supervisor, Susan Booker, with three statewide recounts to conduct plus a local recount, said that she would not be able to finish all of them in time for Thursday's 3 o'clock deadline. On top of that, on Tuesday night, the tabulating machines basically conked out during the night and delayed the machine recount several hours. They were up and running again, but it was just another problem for what was already shaping up to be a recount that was not going to meet the deadline here.
And what's been Susan Booker's response?
The bottom line is she was hoping to get one more election out of this aging equipment and then have new equipment in 2020. But alas, the you know, what was supposed to be the final major election for these machines, you know, they were called upon to do more than they are capable of.
This is not the first time Palm Beach County has dealt with voting machine problems. We can, of course, remember 2000 with the butterfly ballots. Tell us a bit more about that, and how does that compare to that kind of watershed moment?
Sure. So Palm Beach County gained national and international attention in 2000 during the presidential recount, one for the so-called butterfly ballot design that apparently confused a large number of voters in the presidential race. Then on top of that, this was one of the large counties where recounts were conducted using punch card ballots. And so you had the spectacle of canvassing board members here looking at partially punched ballots and looking at what were called chads that were dimpled or hanging, and trying to divine voter intent from them. And after that spectacle, the state of Florida banned punch card ballots and tried to establish more clear guidelines for manual recounts in the future. So 18 years later, the technology has changed. Florida and or Palm Beach County and all the other counties in Florida use optical scan ballots, and there are more clear guidelines for when there's a questionable ballot for how they're supposed to determine voter intent. But no system is perfect, and in a very close election, there are ultimately going to be questions and arguments that arise over some of the ballots.
Tell us a bit more about what we can expect from a manual recount and how that's going to impact particularly the closely watched Senate race.
Right. So when a manual recount begins, the ballots that are called undervotes are pulled out and overvotes. And an undervote is where the voter, it might be that the voter just chose to skip the race, or in some cases a voter didn't follow instructions, and rather than marking the ballot in a way that a scanner could read it, they might have, say, circled the candidate's name or something. In a manual recount, there will be some ballots that they might be able to see that, and it'll be unambiguous. But inevitably, there are some ballots that people just mark in a strange way, or you know, have stray lines, or people end up arguing over what the voter was intending to do. And so while the technology has changed from punch cards and dimpled chads, there's still that element of judgment calls that elections officials have to make about some ballots.
That was WLRN's Alexander Gonzalez speaking with Palm Beach Post reporter George Bennett. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.